T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Darren Smith is Mr. San Diego. This guy has basically seen it all, done it all down in San Diego, and with the Giants playing the Padres, I thought it was a great time to have him on. He's a friend of the show, to say the least. He came up here and helped me get through a week when everyone was on vacation that one time. The man has been in my kitchen. Darren Smith from Extra 1360 in San Diego. Thanks for joining us again, pal. What's going on?
And what a kitchen it is. How are we doing today? I'm still shocked that anybody wants any Padre talk on any radio station outside of San Diego. But I very much appreciate the invitation, as always. I'm sorry that Gus wasn't here. I don't know what Gus wanted to talk about, but I'm more than happy to pick up the baton wherever Gus left off.
So, you know, not that we want to do a deep dive into Padre talk, but it is the biggest pelt in front of the Giants right now in terms of the team that you have the most games left against. And an actual, even though they're flailing, a team with danger potential. Machado might have a bad week, but he's still dangerous. Tatis is officially dangerous. Frazier is dangerous. The pitching staff really isn't right now, but there are dangerous bats, even though they haven't been lately. And since the Giants have, what, I think 8 games remaining with the Padres, have you put your finger on why they're reeling so bad right now? They've just been terrible. The Padres are officially 9-21 in their last 30 games.
Yeah, it's been brutal. Outscored 31-6 on this 10-game road trip, which started in Los Angeles, continues through San Francisco, will continue through St. Louis upcoming this weekend. They've lost 12 out of 18, 21 out of 29. I could describe this in many unflattering ways. This has been a complete collapse. There's a lot of theories. One of the, I think, most credible theories out there is that this club responded poorly to a lack of activity at the trade deadline. There was a report the day before the trade deadline that the Padres had acquired Max Scherzer from the Washington Nationals, only to have the rug pulled out from under them. And not only did they not acquire Max Scherzer, but Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, who was drafted by the Padres, by the way, ended up in Los Angeles. Not good. They did not add pitching. They did add Frazier, who has not performed here at all. It can't even get consistent at bats. Not even in the lineup consistently. So they've become a little bit of a mess. They fired a pitching coach back on August 23rd, Larry Rothschild, who's been around the sport for decades. Damon, I'm sure you remember from his days in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Not based on pure performance, although that was the company line that they issued to the media. It sounds like there was some insubordination there. You've got a coaching staff, which is probably of the opinion that it's all going to be let go at the end of the year. You've got some moody players. You've got some players who they wanted to try to trade at the trade deadline, like Eric Hosmer, reportedly including tens of millions of dollars in a top prospect just to move on from Eric Hosmer. That didn't work. That backfired. So that created even more consternation in the clubhouse. But other than that, everything is great with the Padres.
So with the rosy picture you've painted here, what reason would there be to believe that they would do anything other than roll over between now and the end of a forgettable to bitter season?
There is not a lot of reason other than what Damon said, which is that it is still Fernando Tatis Jr. who perhaps is motivated singularly just because he is still the betting favorite to win the National League's Most Valuable Player Award. Other than that, maybe Tommy Pham approaching free agency, there's not a lot. There's just not a lot there. Pride, but then again, we've also seen a lot of these similar players a couple of years ago roll over and play dead when Andy Green was the manager, and Andy Green subsequently was fired with about a week to go in the regular season. So I keep suggesting to the audience that because they're only a game back for the second wild card and have to play St. Louis for three games upcoming this weekend, and because Cincinnati is unconvincing, and because Philadelphia is unconvincing, that is as good a reason as any to think that the Padres might actually go, 4-2 in a week, and that could be what separates you from the other teams chasing the second wild card spot, which could put you into the second wild card game where perhaps you can pick off the Dodgers and call it a successful season. But Ray, not even that seems to motivate these players. They seem to be just going through the motions. They seem to be waiting for the clock to expire on the season, and then they'll see what happens during the offseason and, you know, truly how seismic of a shakeup there will be after this season is done.
All of those negative things being said, you are still watching, granted with some missed games, a tremendous season from a spectacular young player. So do you lump Fernando Tatis in with that sort of hangdog attitude, or is he sort of the shining star that you're trying to hold on to right now?
He's the best that they have. There's very little doubt about that. And, you know, that he can show up and do spectacular things on a day-in, day-out basis. But even Fernando Tatis Jr., a player who should be as uncontroversial as any player in baseball, just in terms of adoration from a fan base, has found himself also the subject of some level of debate here in San Diego because he's been injured, and he's been on the injured list several times over again with shoulder subluxation, which doesn't exactly heal itself. You know, this is something that Cody Bellinger dealt with a couple of years ago, and the Dodgers said, maybe we should move him off the infield and we should move him to the outfield. Sound familiar? It should, because that's what the Padres suggested with Fernando Tatis Jr., who has been injured running the bases, who's been injured playing defense, who's been injured swinging the baseball bat, all same injury, his left shoulder subluxation, which any doctor would suggest to you at some point has to be surgically repaired, except guess what? Fernando Tatis Jr. has said, I don't think I need surgery. So I don't know who he is consulting. I don't know if anybody in his team is an actual doctor, but he has said that recently, and when the Padres moved him to the outfield, he seemed to do so flawlessly because, you know, he's such a brilliant baseball player, he's such a brilliant athlete. Except then he also started saying, "Well, I'm going to be a shortstop again. I'm going back to shortstop." And the organization has gone to great lengths not just to try to protect him from this year, but, you know, you can't quite square this. How can you go back to the infield if it's more likely, in the organization's opinion, that you're going to continue to get hurt when they're trying to protect you by putting you in the outfield, but you also don't want to have the surgery which might repair this, which, by the way, I also understand, because shoulder surgeries are really, you know, they are problematic for baseball players. Matt Kemp, his career was never the same. We'll see what happens with Bellinger. He's been one of the worst players in baseball all season long, and, you know, the list is pretty long. So, you know, even Fernando Tatis Jr., who receives mostly universal praise and love here in San Diego and all across baseball, has found himself somewhat in the middle of this. Nobody thinks he's jaking it at all. It's just been a little bit confusing how they've handled him and how he's responded to the organization, at least in their words, trying to protect him physically by moving him to the outfield.
Darren Smith, extra 1360 down in San Diego here with us on 95.7 The Game. All right, enough about the Padres. Maybe they make it in. I guess they'd go with Joe Musgrove in a one-game wild card, and the Giants are going to see him tonight. What about this Giants season? And there are multiple choice answers here for you. Has shocked you the most? I mean, they're coming in like 35 games over anyone's most sunniest projection.
Well, my audience will tell you that all season long I've suggested that the Giants were going to finish in third in the NL West. They clearly have the inside track on finishing first. I think what surprised me is learning a little bit about the coaching staff. Everybody knew that, you know, Buster Posey is a great player, and even at his age, is capable of doing great things. Crawford, some of the no-name pitchers, you know, I'm still sort of out on here. But I think just the coaching staff, you know, Damon, you mentioned it. I was up there a couple of years ago in Boch's final season. And if you would have told me, you know, that coming in the San Francisco was a guy who bombed out so spectacularly in Philadelphia in Gabe Kapler, but built a coaching staff that now we're talking about here in San Diego. Oh, what do you mean you have three different styles of hitting coaches? You know, what do you mean that you have all these people who are helping interpret information from Farhan Zaidi in the front office? Like, that's really got people interested here, because that's not the way the Padres are doing it. So, you know, I figured, like everybody else, age would catch up to them over 162 games. It clearly hasn't happened. They look great. I mean, anybody but the Dodgers, I suppose, is you know, how people here in San Diego feel about the situation. But, you know, I would just say, overall, the way Kapler has, you know, I'm guessing he's being embraced by the city. Tough shoes to fill, right? I mean, replacing a manager who won three World Series titles, who's going to the Hall of Fame. The coaching staff and just the consistency from some of those guys. I thought they could do it perhaps in short circles, you know, in short sort of cycles, I should say. I didn't expect that it would be, you know, here in the middle of September and they would still be doing the things that they're doing with the home run hitting and everything else.
Hey, Darren, not only are we up against a break, but we were just killing time with you until we got Gus back on hold, and that's happening too. So we got to go. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.